News in brief, local fighters have killed three Indian soldiers in Indian-controlled Kashmir. The fighters ambushed the troops outside Srinagar, Kashmir's main city. Kashmiris have been fighting for independence from India since 1989. A number of pro-independence protesters have died at the hands of Indian troops in recent months. Police in London have raided houses across the city following the killing of a soldier. Two more people have been arrested. 25-year-old Lee Rigby was butchered by two men near an army barracks in Woolwich in southeast London on Wednesday. The two main murder suspects are under arrest in hospital. The family of a man who died in police custody in the UK in 2008 has called for those responsible for his death to be held accountable. This follows a report slamming the UK Independent Police Complaints Commission for failing to act when Sean Rigg died after being restrained by officers. Violent protests hit the south of the Swedish capital for a fifth night in a row. At least six cars have been torched in a Stockholm suburb. The violence reportedly broke out over the police killing of an elderly man last week. Swedish Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt has urged calm. A strong earthquake has jolted the Kamchatka Peninsula in the Russian Far East. The U.S. Geological Survey says the magnitude 8.2 quake hit the peninsula at a depth of 385 miles. Emergency authorities issued a tsunami warning following the quake, but Russian authorities have lifted it. U.S. President Barack Obama has defended the use of assassination drones on Muslim countries as a just war. Obama made the comments during a long speech at the U.S. National Defense University in Washington. He also claimed the strikes have been effective in targeting militants and have made America safe. In the U.S. state of Washington, part of a highway bridge linking Seattle with Canada has collapsed, dumping vehicles and people into the water. There are no immediate reports of fatalities, but three people have been taken to hospital. The cause of the collapse is not known. And Iraq says it plans to take legal action against companies involved in exporting crude oil from its Kurdistan region to Turkey. Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Hossein al-Shahristani says Baghdad considers it theft to take oil out of the country without paying the central government.